Morning, Boker Tov. Today's daf is Yevamos Daf Pei. Yevamos Daf Pei. We left off right towards the bottom. Last couple of lines of Ayin Tes Amud Beis. Just two quick points that we'll call housekeeping. Just a correction slash clarification. Just we discussed that David Melech was trying to figure out why there was a big famine, and finally he landed on the pasuk that they became the two reasons for the famine was first because Shaul wiped out Noiv Rakayna, which led to the Yevainim and Asinim losing their sustenance. And the other reason was because Shaul didn't get a proper hesped. So on the hesped part, David Melch says, it's after 12 months, it doesn't pass to give hesped. So we went there yesterday, it was much more than 12 months. We said, I misread Rashi, we said it was roughly 3 years later. Rashi actually says it was 30 years later, tlasin. I read it quickly, it was 30 years, not 3 years. In the evening here, someone pointed out that it's tlasin, not tlas. So just simple, just for your accuracy, it was 30 years later. The point is, it's more than 12 months. No longer does it pass to give a tanachumen. The rest is the same. No longer does it pass to give a tanachumen because the Avelim already accepted the tanachumen. The other point was discussed right after the share with the Blazer, and that was how long, someone asked in the Shadik Sula, you asked, how long were the bodies hanging, the bodies of Shaul's descendants, how long were they hanging? So the Pasuk described, it wasn't clear black and white on the Pesukim, but the way the Rishayim described it, that she was protecting the bodies, the mother, Ritzpah, was protecting the Ayah Ritzpah, was protecting the bodies from the time of the harvest, which is Pesach, till the time of the Gishanim, which is Sukkot. So it was roughly 6 months that they were hanging there. The passerbyers saw the bodies hanging, and the reason they said he did it, even though it's a law of the Torah, is because it led to people being a Kiddush Hashem, and people actually ultimately were Megayer because they saw the immense justice that the royalty get punished for mistreating the Gerim Gerim. Okay. Sorry? Apparently not, yeah. Or they maybe decompose, but not fully, obviously. Okay. So now, at the bottom of Ayin Tes Beis, we're looking at the more Ikri Khan. We're up to Ikri Khan. Ayin Tes Beis, right towards the bottom of the Amud, the four lines up at the bottom. The Machlekes behind the Mishnah was, Rabbi Shua says, Avestira. I heard that a Sris does Chalitza, and you do Chalitza to the Sris's wife. And I heard a Sris does not perform Chalitza, and you do not need to do Chalitza to the Sris's wife. And I don't understand how to reconcile these two Stiras. That's Rabbi Shua's statement, the Mishnah. On that, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Lezer proceeded to explain, it depends if it's Sris Chama or Sris Sris Adam. Sris Chama, remember we explained, was a person that naturally was born as a Sris. Sris Adam is a person that became a Sris via accident. He became sterile via an accident. And there's a machlokes, opposite directions, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Lezer, which one is the one that is Shaychus to Zika, Shaychus to Chalitza, and which one is not? Rabbi Akiva says, let's just speak out quickly. Rabbi Akiva is one that says that a Sris Adam, who once was fit, even though he's not fit now, he's considered someone that Shaykh to Yibim, to Zika, and therefore you do Chalitza to his wife, and he does Chalitza to his sister-in-law. Whereas the Sris Chama, who never shaykhs to being able to have children, is totally excluded. And Rabbi Lezer said exactly opposite. Sris Adam, who now has no cure, since the Sris Adam has no cure, he's going to be totally excluded from the parasha of Chalitza. Whereas the Sris Chama, even though he's born this way, maybe we'll get a cure for him, he is shaykh to the parasha of Chalitza, again, doing chalitza to his wife, or him doing chalitza to his sister-in-law, the false Yibim. That was the machlekes behind the Mishnah. They were now asked on Rabbi Akiva. Ikri Khan, he told me that a Sris Adam, the halach is, since he once had a shas kasher, if he dies and his wife falls to Yibim, or if his brother dies and his sister falls to Yibim, there needs to be a chalitza performed. Ask the Gemara, Ikri Khan, the halach of shame. The Gemara, by the way, the Ritva already points out, the Gemara is lumping together the status of whether he does chalitza, he's zakuk to his sister-in-law, the felt Yibim, or whether you do chalitza to his wife when he dies, is all totally in the idea of the halach of shame. It's all totally in the idea of establishing a name for his brother or the deceased. If he wouldn't have had a name himself, it wouldn't make sense to establish for him a name. It's all the same idea. So ask the Gemara, how's the shaykh by Sris Adam, this lashon of lakam lach of shame? The whole point of Yibim is to establish a name for the deceased brother, and this fellow, either the brother-in-law, who is a Sris, who's alive now, sorry, the live brother-in-law to the Yivama, he can't be established a name for his brother because he's a Sris, or it means if he died, what do you establish a name for him when he wouldn't have had a name himself anyway when he was alive because he's a Sris? Either way, the Mara is bothered. How's the Shaykh by Sris Chama, a Sris Adam, I should say, this idea of Yibam? Hala Barachiu, Amarava, Rava says, I'll give you a beautiful terrace. Im Cain, if you tell me that someone that once was fit, but is no longer fit, is not shy to the parsha of Yibam, well, guess what? You'll never have Yibam ever. Why? Because every person, right before they die, they're no longer capable of having children. Interesting chiddush. I guess if someone dies instantly, someone dies in an instant accident, the chayr they were, but for the just general rule, most people before they die, they're sick, their body weakens, and that those last moments before they die, even if it's it could be the last month, the last day, the last minute. But there's a moment before they die that they no longer have the kayach to reproduce, no longer the kayach to be able to procreate. So that person, for a moment, was the Sris. Sris Adam. Says Rava, that's the logic of Rabbi Akiva. That someone that once was fit has a din that you do Yibam to his wife if he dies, or he could do Yibam even if, or Chalitza, he's subject to Yibam Chalitza if he's the remaining, if he's the standing brother, because once he was fit once, he's Shaykh the Parsha of Yibam and Zika. V'araya, every single person that dies, as a general rule, right before they die, they no longer have the power to procreate, and still there's a mitzvah to Yibam to be hakum shame for this dead brother who, at the time he died, did not have the power to create. Vice versa, the fact that he once was fit is enough. That's Rav's taina. Says we're in the chayishes kerev yavam. If you say like that, you'll have a vishes for kashat yibam. Shlei nasa bala swiss chama. The swiss chama via sounds a little confusing. The rishonim already pointed out. Leave out the word chama. Not don't leave it out. Where Gemara says it, but that's not really part of the important over here. The important over here is you're not gonna have a person that isn't a natural swiss, so to speak. He's definitely a swiss at the moment he's dying. Shachas kedem zasei one moment before he dies, and if that's gonna eliminate an obligation of the parsha of Hakam Hashem, Lach Hashem, this should never be Yibam. And the fact that there's Yibam, Vayistayis, that as long as you're royal Shachas, that retains the shame, the din of Hakam Hashem, and the din of Yibam. It says the word now. Rav's beautiful explanation in Rabbi Kiva poses a question to Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar says, Shris Chama has Zikat Yibam. Shris Adam is totally excluded. Taka, every person who's right before they die, at that moment, becomes like a Shris Adam, there should be no mitzvah to his wife. Says the Gemara, the Blazer, Peruke, de Rava, Pirchu, the answer of Rava is a Pirch on Rabbi Lazar, answers Rabbi Lazar, answers the Gemara, half of Rabbi Lazar, very simple, Hasam Kichushas Askelbe. It's the weakness of death that's upon him. It's not a Shris element, it's the overall body weakness of death. If you look at Rashi, bottom line of the page, Rashi says, Love Shrisu, and the Misa is weakening his body. It's overall, you can almost call it, it's the beginning of his death. The beginning of his death, he can't have children. Just like when he's dead, he can't have children. You don't call him a Sris, he's dead. So too, in the beginning of the death, dying process, that's called a death issue, that's not a Sris issue, and therefore, it wouldn't be tied up on Rabbi Lazar. Okay, says the Gemara now. Hey, Chidami Sris Chama. What is the case of a Sris Chama? I mean, we're saying a Sris Chama is a natural Sris from birth. He wasn't able to have children. So what's the case? How do we know? What are the defining simanim? Amar Bitzvah Yisif, Amar Be'echanan, Kol Shalei Roa Sha'achas B'Kashusay, Tapa Pei Amin Aleph. He never went one moment in his life B'Kashus. Meaning, from the moment he was born, he wasn't able to have children. That's called Sris Chama. Otherwise, if he was born able to have children and something happened, some accident, some sort of event, even an illness that happened later, that's called Sris Adam. So how do we know that was the story, that the person was fit from birth or unfit from birth? He was a Swiss from birth. Why don't we assume that any person that would wake up and they're 20 years old and they're a Swiss, they became a Swiss later? What's our proof that they were Swiss even from birth? Says Gemara, which we call Swiss Chama, Amar Baye, Kol Mata Mayim Ve'ena Isakipa. From the time he's born, when the child urinates and doesn't create an arch, when he urinates, doesn't have that type of stream, that type of power, we could say that he's a Swiss from birth. Says Gemara, Mayhavet, what is this condition of being a Swiss from birth come from? Meaning, what happened? Something must have happened in utero that caused him to be the Swiss. Says the Gemara, two explanations. The afe ime b'tira. Either it's because his mother was baking. B'tira means like the height of the day, like when the sun, like chatzais time, when the sun is like at its peak. So you have the heat of the oven, and she's busy baking. In the heat of the day, her body overheats, and it causes the fetus inside to become a Swiss. Or Vishas Tachart, or not end, Vishas Yashikra Marka, or she drank Shis beer, that's Marka. What's Marka beer? So interesting, Rashi brings two opposite approaches. Rashi brings either Marka beer is a diluted type of beer, and the dilution of the beer somehow causes damage to her, the baby that she's pregnant with, or Adrab, it's a very strong beer, it's a potent beer, it's not diluted. And the fact that she's drinking strong beer, so today, of course, we have the warnings, alcohol, on all the alcohol, bottles of alcohol, about pregnant women, and the alcohol damaging the pregnancy. So this is talking about a Rashi second Peshat, a strong beer, and the strong beer caused the baby to become a stress while in utero. Amar Beisim. Hayin de Shemini Ami. This is what I heard from Rav Ami. De Amar Kol Shem Me'imei Laku. It's whoever was Laku, whoever was, had this wound already from the Me'imei, from the mother's womb. I didn't know what he's talking about. Now what does it mean? Rav Beisim didn't know what Rav Ami was talking about. Again, Rashi means stupid shatim. Either means he's saying, I didn't know what he was referring to, meaning bechlal this whole din. I know what din he's talking about. That he's saying it was laku me'imai. Now I understand this. The din is Sris Chama. He's explaining Sris Chama. That was the case with laku me'imai. That's the one pshat in Rashi. Rashi's other pshat is that the second pshat that the Rashi brings, that Rav Yosef was not sure what this wound was. What is this, or what causes this wound? Meaning, I know we're talking about the din of Shris, but what does it mean? He was Laka Me'imai. Now you explain it to me. The Laka Me'imai means either a case where she baked in the highest temperature of the afternoon, or she drank this beer. Meaning that's the case where it leads to a Shris Chama. Okay. Ask a question. Why are we concerned? We're saying like this. The baby is born and it didn't have an arch, let's say, in his urine, so therefore we're saying it's a stress. And now he's older and he still exhibits, we'll see more really on the bottom of the Ahmed Bayes, we'll see a length more discussion about exactly how we define what a simanim of a person's a stress. But we say he must be a stress. Ask the more very obvious question. That's all good if you know he's been a stress straight through, he's called a stress chama. But if he was healed in between, then he's not a stress chama. Let's say in between he was potent, he was able to have children, and then he became sterile later, that's really stress adam. So just because he was a stress in the beginning and in the end, when he's an adult, we're saying he's a stress. Who says he's been a stress the whole time? To give him the din of stress chama, maybe she have a din of stress adam, and obviously plays off Kamina in the sheetas of Rabbi Kiva versus Rabbi Lezer, what would the din be? But there's a big difference of stress adam and stress chama. Says Gemara, Vlecha Shema, Hivri Betayim, Kiva the Tlasa answers the Gemara, Kiva the Tlasa Vesef Lakai, since initially and in the end, in the beginning and the end, when we check him, he's lucky, he's afflicted, lechashinan. We're not going to be concerned that in between, maybe he was healed. We're going to assume, unless we have other reasons to believe not, he's been afflicted the entire time. Must for Mary asked, one second, we find a concept exactly opposite this. This is the gabay, the din of a bechar. The halacha is a bechar, who's a balmum, is exempt from the dinim, for the dinim bechar. So the mission over the bechar says as follows. We check, let's say there's a mum in one of its limbs, this animal. We check it, we need to make sure that it's a mum kavua, not a mum aver. Mum aver, we're not exempt, we're not taking away the din of being on the mizbeach, if we just wait till the mum passes. A mum kavua is enough to exempt from the din of bechar to go on the mizbeach. So the bechar is to go to the kain, but it doesn't go on the mizbeach. So we check three times within 80 days, meaning once at the beginning, once at the end, and once in the middle, over the course of 80 days, and if the mum remains there, we consider it a mum kavua. But you see very clearly, you check the three times, the beginning and the middle. If you tell me that once you have checked the beginning, you check the end, and the mum was there, by Swiss we said the mum was there, therefore we assume it wasn't healed in between. Say the same thing by the Bechar, check the beginning, check the end. Mum is there in both beginning and end. So assume it's been there the whole time. Why do you have to be concerned that maybe the middle of the mum went away and came back and you don't have your 80-day period? We see over there that we are worried about the middle. Answers the Gemara, L'chad Eivr Chashinan, L'kulei Gufa L'chashin. Gemara says a very simple chilek. Over there, we're talking about a mum in a single Eivr. In a single Eivr, we're concerned that maybe that mum was there in the beginning, it left and came back, and therefore it's there at the end, and therefore requires a bedika in the middle. Whereas the din of stress, the Mefarshim first explained, it's a full body. It's a, the Gemara says, kula gufay, but the first explained, even if it's a deficiency specifically in the reproductive organ, it's really a symbolic, a baby that's born as a stress chama, especially because the reason we gave before about the beer, or about the high noon, about the heat, the temperature, overeating, it's a physical ailment in the entire body. It's a full body issue. If it's a full body issue, then when it's born, it had the issue. And now, when it's an adult that has the issue, we could assume it's had the issue straight through, and it never got healed. In between, you cannot compare an issue with one aver to an issue in the full body. Ask Aruch Lener, what was the Havamina? What was the Havamina making comparison? Meaning, he's leave it Tzarchian. The Gemara thought to compare the case of the mum. Forget about one aver versus the entire body. Forget about that point. Clearly, the animal that's a mum, the case was the animal is fully healthy, and it got a mum. It was a bechar animal that was fully healthy, and it got a mum. So over there, it's a mum that developed later. What's happening to compare a mum that developed later, that just like it developed later, maybe it can go away and come back? It already developed once, maybe went away and came back. What's happening to compare that to a case where the baby was born this way, and it's still this way? You have a baby that's born as a stress, it's still a stress. We're saying once it was a stress when it's born, and it's still a stress now. 20 years later, we're going to assume, or I'm just randomly picking it 20 years later, it will be relevant for the upcoming Gemara, but I'm just picking that as an example. We're going to assume he's been a stress throughout, because we have no reason to believe otherwise. It's been a stress his whole life. What's the happening to ask from a case of an animal that was healthy, fully healthy, not a tom animal, and then developed a mum? And then you're checking 80 days later if the mum is still there. So yeah, you got to check in between, because just like it developed at a later date, it wasn't part of its whole existence. Maybe it went away and came back. What's that mean to compare? And the Aruch Lener leaves the Tzarchin. He has actually a couple kashas on this Gemara's Havamina, on the Gemara's kasha, and he leaves them all Tzarchin. That's just one of his kashas. Okay. Says the Gemara further. Rabbi Lezer Eimer, like you. So in the Mishnah, Rabbi Kiva said that the Shris Chama is totally excluded from Yivam. He's always been unhealthy, always been a Sris. The Sris Adam, since he once had a Shasa Kaisher, he once was fit to have children, he's in the parsha of Zika, he's in the parsha of Chalitza, and he does Chalitza to his sister-in-law, or if he dies, they do Chalitza, his brothers do Chalitza to his wife. Rabbi Lam said, like, no, it's opposite. Sris Chama, who has potential to be cured, by him you do Chalitza to his wife, and he does Chalitza to his sister-in-law. Sris Adam doesn't do Chalitza at all. That was Rabbi Lam's Shita in the Mishnah. Ask them where a steward in Rabbi Lezer. Vremini. We have a steer from Lazar in the Mishnah in Nidadaf Memzayan. Benes of Shana Vilevi Shesiris. The Mishnah says you have a 20-year-old who did not yet bring two Cyrus. He's 20 years old and he still hasn't brought two Cyrus. We know typically when he turns 13, we say he's a gadol, provided he also has to have two Cyrus. He's been 13, 14, 15. He's ready to reach the age of 20 and he still didn't bring two Cyrus. The halach is Yavi Raya Shubin Esrim. He has to bring a proof somehow that he's actually 20 years old. Meaning, let's say the guy, this fellow died. The fellow died without children. And his wife now is falling to Yibam. But she's claiming he's a Sris. And therefore, I have no Zika to Yibam because he's a Sris. So the Lachis Yitaka brings a Raya that her deceased husband was 20. It was known he didn't have two Cyrus yet. Bring a Raya that he was 20. He was Sris. And he's the Sris. Rashi actually explains it's a little bit misleading. He was Sris sounds like we're just saying a statement. He's the Sris. It's more than that. It has to be combined. This will be the Gemara on base. Has to be combined age combined with some other Simani Sris. That's what the words Vuas Sris means. And there's some other Simani Sris. Not just that he was missing Shtei Cyrus. There's some other Simani Sris. Okay, but that makes him, that's again, the words are still true. That combination of being 20 and some other Simani Sris indeed makes him a Sris, and she's Lechos Vimyabim. She's no longer subject to Chalitza or Yibam. This Sris, as his wife, is not subject to Chalitza Yibam, nor does he do Chalitza Yibam to his sister-in-law if his brother dies. Similarly, Bas Esrim Shan Bas Esrim Lehevi Shtei Cyrus, if it's a female, the fellow died without children, and his wife is a widow who's 20 years old without Shtei Cyrus. Again, Yavi Raya Shi Bas Esrim, she should bring Raya that she's 20 years old, via islandess, and she's established as islandess, the Chalitza of Amis Memes, there's no Chalitza or Yibam to her either, because she is considered the islandess, that's exempt different basil. Beishamar argues, what does he argue? Just on the age. Zev zev b'nei shmein esrei. You don't have to wait to 20. Once they're 18 without the simanim, that's ready enough to get the status of a sris and an islandess. Again, provided you have that the simanim, a sris and an islandess at 18, not 20, it's almost like it's beishamar basil. Okay, here comes along Rabbi Eliezer. Obazo aimer, hazach kidiv reisilel, unikevi kidiv reishamar. Zachar is like 20, like basil shita. Nikev is 18, like beishamar shita. And we find this earlier by bar mitzvah. 13 for Zachar, 12 for Nekeva. Because as we find, in general, the woman becomes an adult, she reaches maturity, adulthood, faster than a man, just like it's 12 versus 13. So it's 18 versus 20. So he makes a split in the Shiva B'Sham B'Silla. But what do you see? Rabbi Lezer is talking over here about a Sris Chama. We're talking about a person that never developed, never had Shteis Iris. I mean, they're a Sris Chama. We're not talking about Sris Adam. Sris Adam would be some sort of wound that caused it. This Sris Chama, and he's saying that they're exempt from Yimachlitz. And our Mishnah also says, Adrab, Sris Chama potentially has a cure, and therefore, since they're Shaykh to Rafua, they have their Shaykh to Zika of Chalitz and Yibam. It's Sris Adam that's excluded. That was Rabbi Lezer in our Mishnah. Clear Stira to Rabbi Lezer in the Mishnah Nida, Daf Mem Zayin, says, Amar Rami, particularly Amar Shmuel, Chazbar Rabbi Lezer. You're right. Rabbi Lezer was Chazer. You have to say that Rabbi Lezer was indeed Chazer. Ibailu. So what's the obvious question? Which one? Was he Chazer from our Mishnah that Sris Chama is the one that Shaykh Yibam Chalitza? Or was he Chazer from Mishnah Daf Anita Daf Mem Zayin that says that he said over there that the Sris Chama is excluded from Chalitza? Ibailu. My Hadarbu. Which one was Chazer from? Tashmaz Megaraya. It's Tanya Blas Omer. We have again a member from Rabbi Eliezer himself. Sris Chama Chelz Chelz Lishtay. A Sris Chama does do Chalitza. And you do Chalitza to his wife. That is exactly like a blessing of our Mishnah. This price backs up a blessing of Mishnah. And what's the reason she can mean him, misrapim, parzan yishem tzayim? Because we find in parzan yishem tzayim that these Sris Chamas have cures, they get cured. So it makes sense that's the one that's included in the din of Chalitza Yimim. This Sris Chama, Sris Adam is excluded. This price is exactly like our Mishnah and not like the Mishnah in Nida Daf Mem Zayin. So we say that, yeah, the Mestama, Rabbi Lazar, was Chazer from the Mishnah Nida Daf Mem Zayin, and he sticks with our Mishnah. Yes, Rashi. Rashi explains why. What's the maila of this brisa over the prior brisa? We quoted over the prior discussion from Nida. So Rashi explains two things. First of all, you have numbers. We have a brisa over here. We have a brisa over here, and we have our Mishnah. So our brisa and our Mishnah beats out over the single Mishnah in Nida. It's 2-1. Simple numbers. Furthermore, this brisa that we quote now has a maisa. As a maisa there were cases in Alexandria, Shamatrayim, where there was refuah, and since there's a maisa to back up that shita, it makes sense that he stuck his guns with our Mishnah, which aligns with the Maisa Shaya in Alexandria that he quotes the Braisa, and not like the Mishnah Nida, he's chayes in the Mishnah Nida, because over there the Maisa ultimately contradicted that cheetah. Okay, that's answer number one. So Rabbi Lazar was chayzer for the Mishnah Nida, and he sticks with our Mishnah over here by us and the Braisa that we just quoted. Rabbi Lazar, not to be confused with Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar Meira, right? Rashi was Rabbi Lazar Mevdas versus Rabbi Lazar Meshmua. Find Rabbi Lazar Eimer, La Ilam Mehadabay. Rabbi Eliezer was not chayzer for any of the psakim. V'chitra nehi la'inshem. And the Mishnah Nida was never saying that it's din of Esris, and therefore it's exempt from chlitz yidom. Beisham and Beisilu were clearly saying that. Beisham and Beisilu were clearly talking about an 18-year-old, 20-year-old, whether they're exempt from chlitz yidom by a male or female. That's Beisham and Beisilu. When Rabbi Eliezer came along and he gave an addendum to the Mishnah, he just said, I hold like Beisham and Beisilu Zachar. Like Beisilu, I'm sorry, Beisham and Beisilu Keva. Beisilu Legabi Zachar, 20 for Zachar, 18 for Keva. He was just talking Legabi Einshem. Legabi the din of Einshem. When did they become a gadol that they're shayach to the din of Einshem? That's all. Legabi Shaykh is Einshem. Not Legabi Chisim. He wasn't discussing the Bechlal. He was giving a kind of a Pshara in their Machlaikas. Legabi other dinim, not even the dinim that they themselves were discussing. That is Rabbi Lezer's Chap Teretz for Rabbi Lezer. And therefore, you don't have to be saying he was Chisim for any Mishnah. The Mishnah of says, the main Mishnah, Rabbi Lezer says, Swiss Chama is Shaykh Techlitza, and Swiss Adam is not Shaykh Techlitza. And that Mishnah over there, we Bishab and Silla both seem to agree that a Swiss Chama is exempt from Yibam. Rabbi Lezer disagrees with that. He disagrees with that. He's just supposed to say the age Legabi Godless. Okay.
But one question: so if Rabbi Eliezer holds that Sis Chama is talking to somebody who's keeping Misrapa, but yet how can that?
Your question is how they able to. But the question would be stronger if you're asking how can they do Yibam. They're not doing Yibam, do Chalitza. Why can't they do Chalitza? Do Chalitza on the side that they get healed.
If let's say they'll never be cured.
Okay, then it comes. You're saying if there's other brothers, you mean?
Yes.
Ah, I got it. I hear. I'm not sure. I hear. Could be they only do it in that case where they're the sole surviving brother, Dafka there. But Anachami, the same way you wouldn't let them do Yibam, the same way they want to do Yibam, you're not going to do Yibam because maybe he'll get cured. That's Pashat. So who then, you're not going to do Chalitza if there's other brothers. That's a fair point. Okay, Itmar. Achal Chalib Menshtem Hasei V'yamechad. Ashmer Menshtem Hasei. What if this fellow, this stress, ate Chalib between the age of 12? The way the first was explained, obviously, talking about a girl that she ate between the age of 12 and the age of 18. Chaylev, you know, is punishable by karis if it's done, if it's not amazing, if it's not mashagim, once chayev achatas, and that's, we're going to focus on that. So, what's the lacha? For no domain simonis risk. Meaning, between 12 and 18, she didn't show any simoni godless. But now she's 18. An 18-year-old, you know, she must be an adult, and she just is an islandess. So, she develops Spanish Riz at 18. She then also develops Shesaris. So the Shiloh really is, once she shows that she has Shesaris as Spanish Riz, she's islandess. Do we say that from 12 already she was a Gedela, but she developed later the Cyrus and the Spanish Riz, she developed them all later because she is an islandess. But really she was a Gedela from 12, and therefore retroactively she was Aver on Chaylev B'Shayeg, and she's Chayev a Chatas. Do we say Chayev Chatas or not? Rav Amnasa Shusla, Feir Shmulamar, Katan Hayyad Beis Hashah. Big Yisai Machlekes. Rav says that it becomes a Gila Milsa retroactively. She was really a Gedela from 12. She just didn't develop some of them because of her physical issue of being an islandess. But she really was Gedela from 12, and therefore, simple Nafkina is, she'd be Chayev a Chatas for what the Chayev of Eitan post 12 years old. Shmuel says no. That she becomes a Gdela now that she has Samanim. With Samanim's risk, she only becomes a Gdela now. She's a Gdela now, Bais Hashah, she doesn't become a Gdela retroactively. Big Machlekes, Rav and Shmuel, very interesting faces. We're not going to spend too much time on it, but it's just a huge eye-opener for the din of Asura Suffolk. Jump into faces, Nasa Sris Mafreya says, stronger than Chiyav Chatas. We focus on Chatas, that's the easy one. It was B'Shaykeh, she's Chiyav Chatas anyway. So faces, the lucky. Al Chaylev Sha'achal. She'll get Malkus, meaning presumably that's obviously that's Pitoma case where there was a warning, there was Asra, and we just didn't know if we'd give her Malkus because she was Aver, but she wasn't Gedela yet. We'll wait till that time period if she shows Samanim later, which means, according to Rav, retroactively she was really Gedela from 12, she'll now get Malkus. Right? And Shmuel says, no, she won't get Malkus. Taisa says, not just Legabi Chatas, Legabi Malkus. What's the obvious bomb cash on Taisvis? If we don't know for another 7 years that she was a Gedela retroactively, then certainly the Edom didn't know when they gave her a warning. And if they ain't going to know, what do we call that? Hasra Safik, says Taisviz. Why is that called Hasra Safik? Play Hasra Safik. Taisviz, you say he wants to give his. The Hasra Safik is only a Safik that will not be resolved even later. But something that will become clear to us later, even if it wasn't clear now, would not be called Hasra Safik. Big, big, big words from Tosfos. A lot of the Rishonim take issue with this. It's a whole big discussion whether Asura Suffolk, if it's a Suffolk now, but will be clear later, Tosfos seems to be saying it's not called a Suffolk. Whereas other Rishonim say, Avada, it would be Asura Suffolk. Big topic in the Rishonim. We're not going to spend much time on that, but just want to point out there's a home base. The way Tosfos explains Machlokes Rabbi Shmuel and Gabi Malkus is a home base for a major conversation in Asura Suffolk. Okay. But again, the similar community even before Tosfos is whether it's Shechai V'chatas or not. According to Rav, yes, according to Shmuel, not. Maslow Basif. Le Rav, according to Rav. Ailness or Mayor, Yelik Nas. According to Rav, who says that she becomes retroactively an Egdela, so an islandess, according to Rameir, should have Knas. Meaning, Rameir passes the islandess, never gets Knas. Why not? Once she reaches that older stage, go back retroactively and say that she was already Egdela from 12, and if someone was Ma'anis from 12, she should be able to collect now, retroactively, the Knas of being an Naira that was, I kind of ready to give an answer, but a Naira that was violated. No. She still won't get subject to Knas because she goes straight from being a Katan, a Ktana, to a Begeras. She never hits this islandess, even though she becomes a Gdela retroactively according to Rav, she never had a stage of Nairus, which is the stage that you have this Knas. Says the Rav, Kanusi, Yatz, Lebegar, Amalei, Kokani, Mali, Milsi, Yisam, Rishmei. So Rabbi Yosef heard the answer of Abaye and said, oh, such beautiful Gishmak Ketritzim should be said in my name. The Tanya, now he brings a proof to this teretz. The Tanya, ain't stress needed to Ben Sarah Meirer, Lefish ain't Ben Sarah Meirer, need to come Chazima Zaka in Hatachtan, the Inalas need to Ben Nairer, Kamasa, Shemekanusa Yatzla Vaga. It's like a price that backs him up black and white, that an analyst will never have a din of Knas, because she goes straight from Kanusa to Bagera. She'll never have a din of Naim Rasa, because even if you say she's a Gdela retroactively, she goes straight from Katnas to Bagras. And certainly, if she's not you don't go retroactively, she certainly goes from Katana straight to Bagros. And the first din that we just quoted over this Baisa, we haven't spoken up until now, is the din of Ben Sarah Meirer. Ben Sarah Meirer, the lach is, he's Ben Sarah Meirer only to the age where he has a Chasimus Zakan Atachtan. But a Sris can never be Ben Sarah Meirer because he never has a Chasimus Ben Zakan Atachtan. He never gets a full lower beard, a Zakan Atachtan, by the pubic area. Ask Arach Lener, so what? The din of a Ben Sarah Meirer is that he's a Ben Sarah Meirer, he's judged a Ben Sarah Meirer only until he reaches that age, until he gets Chasim Zakar Dachtam. Once he gets Chasim Dachtam, he's no longer Ben Sarah Meirer. But till that age, he could be Ben Sarah Meirer. So why is the fact that this Sris doesn't properly develop a Chasim Zakar Dachtam going to eliminate the ability to be a Ben Sarah Meirer? Bishlama by a Naira, she's never a Naira, and therefore she's excluded. Over here, he can always be the person who still didn't reach Zakan Tachton, that's the age of Mitzrayim Merah. Zephik Tachner, Answer Tachner, a nice chap, deep Teretz, explains that the idea of Mitzrayim Merah is that it's the age Samach Lagadmos. It's very specific. It's Samach to getting a Zakan Tachton. So someone who doesn't have a Zakan Tachton is never called a Samach to Zakan Tachton either, and therefore he's right to eliminate from the din of Mitzrayim Merah. Again, the question was that the Bryce is saying that because it's saying he doesn't have a Mitzrayim Merah, he's excluded from Mitzrayim Merah. Our next question is, Adarabba, the age of Mitzrayim Merah is from when he reaches that age of, when it's 12 and a half, 13, whatever the age is, those 6 month period, up to when he gets his chasimus zakan atachton, a full zakan atachton, and that's the cutoff point that he no longer is Mitzrayim Merah. So the fact that he's not getting a zakan atachton should not be an issue with becoming a Mitzrayim Merah. The answer is it is an issue because it's dafka the age samach to that, and he's not samach to that either because he never has the zakan atachton. Okay, I'm Rebbe Vo. Simani Sris Vailanus, the Simani, someone that's born with Simani Sris, someone who has Simani Sris, an islandess, or Ben Shemayna, baby is born in the 8th month. We know back in the day, they say either times have changed with Manazah, or we don't really know what's called the 8th month baby, but really you could because we know when the Bia happened if there's only one Bia. But back in the day, 8th month baby didn't survive. 7th month baby survived, 9th month baby survived, 8th month baby didn't survive. So if you have a person who has somebody Swiss islandess or he's an 8 month baby, you don't do anything upon them until they're 20 years old. You don't do any actions with them because we have to assume until they're 20 years old, either the baby won't be viable, or those who have this money, Alan's at risk, one of the status of godless, until they're already 20, then we say they must have a status of a gadol. Ask Gemara, understand, the klal is Ben Shemayna doesn't live at all. Ben Shemayna Michael, Ben Shemayna live at all. You're dealing with whether you're discussing whether you give him dinim till he's 20, he doesn't live at all. So Atanya Ben Shemayna, Shariah Ke'evan, a Ben Shemayna is like this Gabi Shabbos. A baby born in the 8th month is treated like a stone vessel tautle. It's Muktzan Shabbos. Ava Ima Sheikha Alav Mani Kasei. The mother clean over and nurse him. Why? Tapa Mez Mesha Asakana. Because Sakana Rashi says, May Asakana Shteim. Very interesting. Sakana of the child and the aim. Even though we're saying the child you can't deal with because he's considered a dead baby from birth. But Rashi says Sakana Shteim. Rashi Chapa says Sakana Beim. We're worried about the mother having lactating, having too much milk, and running into issues if the milk isn't expelled from her body. Okay, but the point is Al Sakana, you nurse, but otherwise you treat the baby as if it's a dead baby already, like a stone. It's Muktzah. Hachmei Eskinan Kishagamru Simanav. The case over here is where it was Gamru Simanav. The time you lived at Baisa, Ezebesh, but what's called the child in the 8th month, Kosh Kama Chadashim, any child that didn't complete the months of development in the mother's stomach. Rabbi Yaimer, Rabbi says Simanim Mechichan Love. It depends what type of Simanim he has, meaning, Sarev Tzparnav Shlegamru. He is here, or his fingernails were not developed yet. That's what makes him an 8-month baby. Time like Garmu, since they weren't Garmu, that's why it's considered a non-viable child. Ha, Garmu, if they develop fully, Armenian High Shivu, we say even though it's an 8-month baby, we say it could survive. 8-month babies don't survive. We say it really was a 7-month baby that lingered in the mother's stomach for a couple weeks. It's a 7-month baby that lingered longer. Ha. Garmu, if it developed these simanim, I mean high bashivu, vishtevu d'shtayi, this is a bar shiva that just hung around late, longer in the mother's womb, but it was really a 7-month baby, and therefore it is viable. Ella, hadav rava, tesafa, uvda, ask Gemara, this is what rava, tesafa did in an actual psak, in a case, v'isha shalach bala minis yam, vishtayi ad treisiyah chishata. The husband was away for 12 months, and the baby, and the woman gave birth. Pretty shady. That means Pashtas, she had relations with outside of her marriage because she gave birth 12 months after the husband left town. Akshrei, Rav Tesafa, was Makshu the child into the Kal and said it's not a Mamzer. Kiman, who's go like? Versus Karebi, don't remember Shtai. This fits beautiful, like Rebbe just says. Just like we say the 7-month baby equate to 8 months. So a 9-month baby could be born in the 10th, 11th, or even, sounds like even the 12th month. Fine. Says Markivan Dick and Rav Shimon. So the Mer is just asking, are we saying Rav Tesafa is going to Dafka like Shitas Rebbe? That Pesach was going like Yachid, like Shitas Rebbe. And that the Mer says, no, it's not a Shitas Yachid. Kivan Dick and Shigomil, Damar Mishtai, Shigomil also says to Mishtai that a baby can linger in the mother's womb. Karebim Avad, Rav's Pesach is going, Rav Tesafa's Pesach is going like the Rabbim, the Tiny of Shigomil Omer, Kosho Shashim Yan Ba'adam, in an Aphil. A baby that survives 30 days. In this world, is not an Aphil. Now, Rav Shimon's over there is talking about a baby that's born in the 8th month. And we say 8th month babies don't survive. Yet he says, once it lives 30 days, you consider it's viable as long as it's a status of an Aphil. We know it was born in the 8th month. Terrence says, Rav Shimon also is agreeing to Rebbe, and there's a concept of a baby that was really a 7th month baby that lingered in the mother's womb until the 8th month. And therefore, we have Rav Shigomil agreeing to Rebbe. So Rav's Pesach over there fits like both Rav Shigomil and like Rebbe. Tana about him. What is called a stress chama? Koshu ben esrim b'leiv sheis hours. A stress chama, a person that's considered a natural stress for birth. He's already 20 years old. Never brought any sheis hours to two people cares. Va'afilu hev lachem begad. Even if he brings it after 20 years old, harei kusus chadvarv. He still retains a shame stress. Ve'lein simanim. But he has to have these following. Someone knows and asks if he has to have all the simanim, or just the fact that he didn't have sheis hours together with one of these simanim. That's going to be discussion coming up in a few lines. Ve'lein simanim, these are the simanim of a sris. Koshi and lezakein, he doesn't grow a beard. Sabi lakein, his hair is extra soft. Ubsari machlik, his skin is very smooth. B'shem gamil emer, b'shem rabbi yudah minyar, koshi meimav malim resichais, his water, it means literally his, when he urinates, it doesn't create like a foam. V'yesh emer, some say, kol matamai meina isa kipa, anyone who urinates, it doesn't make an arch, like we said back in the Manalov. V'yesh emer, kol shech vazara, deicha, if a shech vazara is deicha, means like it's like diluted. His shech vazara is watery, it's liquidy. V'yesh emer, kol shech emer miragov machmitzim. Someone who is urine does become like chametz. We know we spoke out many times that there's 7 agents that are used to clean, get rid of stains, get rid of different ksamim. We had the Mesech Tazida, and one of the agents that we use as like a detergent actually was putrefied Merrick Lyon. So if his urine doesn't reach that stage of becoming putrefied, it remains like pretty. It's like diluted, it's watered down. He's considered a sris. Others say further, he takes a bath in the winter and his skin doesn't produce like a hevel, like a mist. His voice is very thin, and his voice is not discernible if he's a man talking or a female talking. And what's the islandess? Again, 20 years old, even if she brings shesaris afterwards, she retains the shame islandess. These are the simanim that she exudes as being an islandess. She has no breast, she has pain during relations, the pains are relations. Her stomach doesn't stick out a bit as it goes towards the private area, like you have a regular woman. Rav Shimon ben Lozaimer, her voice is thick. And again, same but opposite. Her voice is thick, and you can't tell if she's a man or a woman talking. These are all simanim of islandess. Itmar simani sris Ravun Amar Achil Kulam. When we talk about the simani sris, Ravun says the sris is not a sris until he has all of these identifying markers of being a sris. Rabbi Yechon Amar, no, Afilu Bachamam, even one of them. Hey Chadei Vishisaris Bezakein, says the Gemara. when he produced, let's say, two hairs in his beard, if he has two hairs in his beard, so that's already a demonstration of being somewhat not a sris, you have to have all the other simanim to be called a sris. Ki pligi b'shlehevi. The machlekes is where he still didn't have shtei saris in his beard, that's your machlekes. The Rebbe Yochanan says that you still need, that only needs one simon, and Ravuna says you still need all the other simanim. El hadar rab ravua darabanan. Ein be Rav Nachman. Go check by Rav Nachman. Ibasar amal hevel esle brat. Go check. Rav Nachman apparently was very fair skinned and very seemed to have siman of potentially being a sris. So they said, go check him out when he bathes to see if he's malahevel, to see if he can marry off. He's a Rav Nachman. They wanted him for his daughter, for their daughter. He was the heilig of Rav Nachman, but make sure they want to make sure he wasn't a sris. So go check. Come on, who are you checking like? Rav Huna. That would fit only like Rav Huna, because Rav Huna was saying that you have to make sure that if you have any, if you're missing any one of these, if any one of these simanim are present, so let's say missing mal hevel, that would alone be a raya that it's a sris. L'chor, checking one simon and determining whether it's a sris fits like Rav Huna, not like Rav Yechanan. Mar says, like Rav Nachman sichi dikana havli. Rav Nachman had little spikes in the beard. Rav Nachman had little spikes in the beard, and therefore, even according to Rav Yechanan, once there's some spikes in the beard, if he doesn't have all the simanim sris, he won't be called a sris. Once he has some spikes in the beard, as long as he has missing any one of the simanim sris, he's already excluded from the parsha of sris, and therefore checking one simon was enough, even according to Rav Nachman, in this case, Rav Nachman, and therefore we have no right to the machlekes of Rav Yechanan and Rav Huna. Rav Huna will pose a very big for tomorrow, Mitzvah, and a wonderful day.